When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This meeting is being recorded.
All right, this episode, I got Ryan here with me, the missing link, who was not on the last episode. Or
I was missing. I had to keep my nickname status there. Yeah. So.
And now he's over in Lake Chelan, so his Wi-Fi is spotty. We'll see how long this keeps up. And then also joining me in the cold open for this episode, we got Matt Cleeton, the head coach of your Washington Huskies hockey team, the Mighty Men of Montlake. What's up, Matt?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, man, we're doing great. Matt, you're going into you're in your seventh season as the head coach of the Huskies hockey team. And you guys, on Release the Show here, we're giving away tickets to go see the Huskies. So if you guys want tickets to the games, you guys want to go see Matt coach the team, let us know. And we'll be giving away tickets on our social media and stuff like that, so you guys can go root on the Dogs and the hockey team there. But Matt, I mean, you're going into your seventh season. You guys are, what, 4-2 on the season right now?
It's going great. Definitely a lot better start from last season. Last season was kind of a interesting start because we only had about 7 or 8 returners due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so we we pretty much introduced 20 to 25 new guys to our roster last year and added some skill and things like that, but it took a little while to gel and whatnot, and we didn't lose too much from last year, and we have a good group for this year, and that gelling has started right from the get-go. So it's been a good start. The two losses that we did have were close games. They were definitely, within reach to win. But yeah, we've been really happy with our start so far.
Once again, joining us on the unsponsored cold open, it's Huskies hockey head coach Matt Cleeton. You guys are on the road, at Gonzaga on October 21st and then on October 22nd, but then come back home on the 28th against USC, well, the 28th and 29th against USC. Both of those games are at the Kraken Community Iceplex, 7:30 and 8 o'clock p.m. starts for that. If you guys want tickets, once again, hit us up on social media, email us, it's releasetheshow@gmail.com. We have got Husky hockey tickets to give away to all of you guys. Matt, what's the brand of hockey that the Huskies play?
We really preach defense first to our guys. And they've really bought into it this year. For them, I think it's been pretty exciting because it's led to a lot of offense as well for us. Our last game against Boise, we put 9 up on them, and that Boise State's usually a pretty good team.
Yeah, are you playing Dolly Parton around the locker room? You guys won the game 9-5. You should be.
Yeah.
If you're not, yeah, you're missing an opportunity, Matt.
I know. But yeah, we like to defense first. We got a lot of guys that like to grind in the corners, so we make them dump the puck in when they need to. But at the same time, we also like to see these guys create on the rush and stuff like that. So we don't want to be too one-dimensional, but again, we start with defense first and then allow that to create our offense and go from there.
Well, look, hockey is clearly growing, like, you know, rapidly up there in the Northwest with the Kraken coming in and you guys doing your thing there at the UW. I mean, you guys, they're playing an exciting brand of hockey. They really are. First game of the year, they beat Washington State 6-2, then another win 5-3. They beat Eastern Washington 7-4. I mean, you guys are really, how does it work with recruiting? What's the type of guys you're looking for to put on your team?
Yeah. We're looking a lot for guys, you know, within the area, but then we also do branch out a lot. One thing I do like to do is look through the other AAA teams or even junior leagues around the region to see, you know, what Washington kids kind of left the area and mm-hmm. see if we can kind of bring them back and whatnot. But, you know, we try to reach out to as many kids and players that we can, because UW is a tough school to get into. So,
yeah,
you know, we kind of need the amount of kids to apply. So, you know, we just have that point when we do have tryouts and stuff, we actually have a decent group of kids that we can pick from and things like that.
So. Ryan, how much eligibility you have left college wise?
Yeah, I probably got a year or two left.
All right. Now, okay. He's got a year or two. Now, how are the grades, Ryan?
I got to work on that. So maybe I'll take a year for his community, get back into the school thing, and then we'll go.
I'm just saying, Matt, we got a guy here. I mean, he played for Spokane. He might have some eligibility left. It might be like a Van Wilder situation. I'm not saying you guys need help at all. I mean, look at how many goals you're putting up. But if you need a scrappy guy to go out there and, like, lay someone out or something like that, we got a guy here
for you. I'll go muck it up in the corners. Yeah, I'll go go do the dirty work.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we could definitely use them. And, you know, even the – go off that, it's probably my second or third year as a head coach. We've definitely had a couple of 30-year-olds on our team. There's really no age limit. In the ACHA, you get 5 years of eligibility. So that kind of gives guys that one extra year if they want to go to grad school or things like that.
And, I was kind of kidding, but we should maybe do this thing. Like, now, you know, maybe, we're going to need a montage. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to need to, like, maybe hire a trainer or something like that. You know, COVID's hit us all hard, including me, Ryan. It's no knock or anything. I'm just saying, might need to run some stairs. Come on, Ryan. We got to do this. We got to get you on a tryout.
Right in the front.
Dude, I'd be like a proud father sitting up in the stands watching you at tryouts. Come on, Ryan. Let's go.
I'm already pulling muscles just thinking about it.
Well, Matt, thanks for being on the show, man. And like I've been telling everybody, if you guys want tickets, go watch the Dogs play. They got some great matchups coming up. USC, Boise State on the schedule. Cal is on the schedule. Washington State again on the schedule in mid-November. So there's a bit of a Apple Cup, two games actually in mid-November. And then they play Utah and Eastern again and Western actually up in Bellingham. So yeah, man, this is exciting stuff. Stanford's on the schedule. So if you guys want to go see the Huskies play, let us know. We've got the tickets. We'll hook you guys up. You can go see Matt and the guys play in person. Matt, appreciate your time, man. Oh, also, social media for the team. It is at @UW_icehockey. Give them a follow. Check them out. All that good stuff. Matt, before we let you go, do you have anything else to say before we let you get out of here?
Just like to release the show.
It's Release the Show. What's up? I'm your host, Brett Davern. Co-hosted this episode by my good buddy, the Visiting Link, Ryan Wettsteinstein. Don't call me Steinstein. What's up, Ryan? Oh, man. On this episode, well, the Kraken have been playing games. They showed up for two of them. So we got to talk about that. Also, a huge shout out to Coach Matt Cleeton for coming on the show. UW Men's hockey head coach. You guys, they're playing games at the Kraken Community Iceplex there at Northgate. If you guys want tickets, hit us up. Those tickets are brought to you by our good friends at epicseats.com. If you need seats to anything, if you're selling seats, if you're buying seats, go to epicseats.com. It's locally owned. They're in Seattle. It's not some big multinational, global. I mean, they have tickets to everything, but they are based in Seattle. Our guy James, who owns the joint around there, Jimmy Seats, he actually went to UW. So he's a local guy buying your tickets and selling tickets at epicseats.com. We thank them for those Husky hockey tickets. And if you guys want those, just hit us up on email or social media, and we will hook you up. Ryan, the Kraken are playing games. Like I said, they showed up in two of them. Why don't you walk us through it from like opening night up until this point, man? And I'll just jump in and crack wise where possible.
They were looking good. I was in the building in Anaheim for the first game, and they came out on fire. They're snapping it around. They were scoring goals. They were fighting. They were doing all the little things that you need to do to win. I was really, really impressed.
Yeah.
And then they lost then they lost in overtime. I think that kind of sucked some momentum out of there. So,
and then they ripped our hearts out.
But then they turn around, they go to LA, and they really show like what a good team does. Again, back to turning around, scoring some goals, getting the win there. Yeah. That's how you kind of combat that loss in Anaheim.
Yeah, that was so exciting.
The momentum would start riding into the home opener.
I want to also say right now that the Kraken own the Kings. That's what I want to say. I'm going to jump in, Ryan. I'm going to interrupt, and I'm just going to say it right now. It's the Kraken own the Kings. I was in the building last year when the Kraken dominated the Kings in LA. We dominated again. We own the Kings.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay. Just letting everybody know, putting everybody on notice. Then what happened after that? They go home.
And we play Golden Knights, who actually own us, and that's tough.
Dude, what's going on? It's ridiculous. We got to beat these guys.
So there's no energy in the building for the home opener. Typically, home openers, there's a buzz. Everybody's in there. Everybody's excited. The team comes out, and they get scored on in the first 20 seconds of the game. So that kind of sets that tone, but they couldn't recover after that.
Yeah.
They were doing little things, but they weren't connecting. And so after the game, we went down, talked to Coach Hack, and he just kept on going back to execution.
Yeah.
And not connecting. And I think you just got to keep, you can't get too high and you can't get too low. And this team right now can't find that middle ground where they just keep pushing.
Well, why didn't he tell the truth? Coach Littlefinger at his press conference, you know? All the answers he gave were all hockey related, but none of them got to the truth of what was really going on in Seattle that day, which was that everybody is pissed off and bummed about the Mariners, and it's the Mariners' fault for what happened to the Kraken that night. I mean, dude, Saturday was a bit of a rough day in Seattle sports-wise.
So they had the game on during warm-ups before the game on the big screens, on the Twins.
Yeah.
And then there'd be like little highs and lows during that game where people get excited.
Yep.
And then you just hear this rumble in the crowd when the Mariners finally lost. And it actually sucked the life out of the building.
Of course it did.
Everybody in our section just sort of went down. A couple of people got up and went and got a beer while the game's going on. This fog over the arena.
Yeah.
And you'd hope the players don't feel that and they would just keep going, but they didn't help the situation either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, getting scored on in the first 20 seconds is like just getting, you know, an accidental knee to the nuts in the first 30 seconds of a boxing match. It's like going to kind of just make you weird for the rest of the time, you know? And then when the Mariners lose in a two games for the price of one, 0-1, ugh, to the Houston Trashtros, you know, I felt for the hockey guys. I felt for our boys. I felt for Dan. I felt for Turbo. They got scored on early, which that's their fault, but the energy suck was squarely on the shoulders of everybody wearing a Mariners uniform that day.
Absolutely.
Even though they played valiantly.
You want to go out
Even though they played hard. Even though they tried. But come on, Ryan. 0-1 for 18 innings?
It's a little too soon. You're kind of opening up these wounds again.
I know.
Really would have liked to watch some more playoff baseball.
I know. But okay, wait, hold on. Let's use the what happened to our baseball team and turn it towards our hockey team a little bit. Because our baseball team had gone at 2 decades without going to the playoffs. Everybody gets super excited that they get in. They get the wild card, the new format, the 3 games. They sweep the Toronto Blue Jays, who is maybe not as big a – maybe – well, hold on. Which is a big old rivalry for the Mariners, the Blue Jays or the Astros? Because everyone hates the Astros, but the Astros dominate us. At least with the Blue Jays, it's like a game, you know, and there's a little back and forth. We hate their fans. They fill our stadium, but we swept them, and it was great. And then we're playing with house money. And I know everyone's disappointed, but nobody ever thought we'd make it that far. So shouldn't we just be happy? And now, turning towards our hockey team, if this hockey team somehow manages to make the playoffs, right? And then somehow manages to win the first round. Are we going to be super pissed if they get swept in the second round? I mean, yes, in the moment. But what a glorious season that would be, right?
I think you have those building blocks. So, all right, we got into the league. Our team, Seattle has a team.
Yeah.
Now let's get into the playoffs.
Right.
But once you're in the playoffs, you have a chance. I mean, you just got to catch fire and you can go all the way. So I think anytime you get in there and you start losing, you want more. But I would love to just see him be competitive and get to that point where at the end of the year, we're playing competitive, meaningful hockey games that keeps everybody engaged. And then we can turn around and do what the Mariners did to us. And we can be playing while they're starting their season and take a little momentum from them too.
Well, that's true. That's true. Absolutely. I hate to double down on this, but I just have to, as a fan, Ryan, as a long-suffering Seattle sports fan, like we both are, our teams can't... Listen.
Take a breath.
You gotta enjoy what you got, right? And you gotta enjoy the ride, because only one team wins the championship in each professional sport each year, you know? And the chances of it being your team are wildly low. That doesn't mean that our hopes aren't wildly high. I'm just trying to speak some sense into every Mariners fan, including myself, because guys, that was a hell of a season. But in the moment, I totally understand the disappointment. It's just that our hockey team needed you at that moment. And they're going to need us the rest of the season. Like, look, guys, the Kraken are your hockey team now. And when they're out on the ice, they need you and they need your attention and they need you to get loud and they need you to do what you do for the Seahawks, at least, for sure. And they need you to do what you've been doing lately for the Mariners, you know? And by the way, the Mariners might not have gone on a 2-decade drought if you guys would have been filling the stadium the whole time anyway, like Ryan and I were through all those years, you know? Like, we can't just be these, like, fickle Seattle fans. We got to be fans all the time, and we got to be loud and crazy and raucous and give our teams the energy that they need.
I've been in the building when there was 6,000 fans on a Tuesday night watching the Mariners. And then we went this summer, and it was sold out, and people are buzzing, and that's – yeah, you're right. Having that in the building for the Kraken, as much as you don't want to think that professional players get affected by the crowd, look at the Seahawks, the 12th man, and how they bring energy to the game. Yep. It's the same way. And so when you go in on opening night and there's not a real buzz in the building, you can feel that during warmups and it kind of continues. So, I mean, just keep going to those games. Let's fill up the place. Like, the hockey's fun. And now this is it. This is the winner. We got hockey. We got one game on Sunday for football. So let's start filling the stands.
Well, and to what you said, hockey is fun, and you don't have to know hockey to have fun at a hockey game. You just go watch, and if something crazy happens, let's go just crazy the way that we're supposed to, not sit on our hands anymore with this, like, well, I don't really know the game, therefore I don't really know when to cheer. I mean, nobody tells you when to cheer in other sports either. You just, if something crazy is going on, get on your feet or stay on your feet. I mean, like, for the Sounders, people, they have the, like, stand for the whole 90 and stuff like that, and they're giving them all this support and everything. Like, where are the fan Kraken fan things that are going to start up organically within the arena that then, you know, like, the everybody's kind of waits for the team to tell them what to do, or for the team to release a new mascot, or for the team to give them an alternate jersey, which are, by the way, things I'm still waiting on, not the mascot, but the jersey. But like, let's bring it ourselves. You know? Do you think Climate Pledge is too quiet, though? Do you think there's something with the acoustics? Because it is quiet.
It's pretty quiet.
It is quiet in there.
It's one thing I really noticed. It can get loud, though. I mean, there's games last year when Dan had a hat trick versus Buffalo.
Yeah.
That place was rocking. Yeah. And so it has those moments. The team does a pretty good job of trying to prompt, you know, when to cheer and do that. There's more elements this year for fan engagement. They're trying new things. They tried out this weird thing in the second intermission where they're trying to raise a sail, like on a pirate ship and get people involved. I don't think people knew what to do in the home opener. And so that'll kind of catch on. I mean, they're trying different ways to do that, but it really just starts taking people that are crazy and want to just start cheering and pounding on the glass and getting everybody kind of going.
Well, I have a suggestion. Take down some of those fabric panels that are hanging from the beloved roof and let some of that sound bounce off of the metal up there, and that place will be crazy. I mean, look, I know Elton John won't sound quite as nice when he comes through to visit, but for our hockey team and our soon-to-be basketball team, it would be absolutely, you know, crazy in there. Just like for every third one, just take one down. People are like, what's he talking about?
Just start scoring goals.
Is this an acoustics show? What's he talking about? I'm telling you guys, next time you go in Climate Pledge, look up at the roof. Everyone loves the roof, but look up. There's just a bunch of hanging fabric panels, and I'm a guy who does a bunch of podcasts, and what I know is that deadens all the sound. And so even if you do get loud, it's just going to go away right away. You need that sound to bounce around and reverberate in there. And that was what was so fun about the old Key Arena, you know, and the old what the building used to be. I don't think those panels used to be there. So anyway, that's a real world solution to the noise problem or the lack thereof that I see.
You're right. Back in the day when the Thunderbirds played there and there was only 10,000 people in the building, it was loud in there. It
way
was
louder.
One of the loudest places in the dub.
Yeah.
I don't see why I can't get back to that.
Because they have concerts there, and they made it a world-class concert venue and a world-class sports arena, but deadening noise doesn't really help when you're trying to, you know, cheer on your team. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Charge! Doesn't really work, you know? What do they got coming up next, Ryan? I mean, how's the schedule look? Because they got to get this thing right, man.
Doesn't get any easier. They got Colorado coming up. You know, just won the Stanley Cup last year. No big deal.
No big deal.
I mean, they got Chicago. They're sixth place in their division. But, I mean, we're four games in. So everybody's sort of finding their kind of grab here. We're fourth place. So, I mean, we're one win away from, you know, from being up there. But we're also a couple losses away from going down a spiral that we don't want to go down.
It's early. But so help me out, though, because I'm a new hockey fan. How many games in till you can really gauge sort of how the season's going? You know, in the NFL – you used to be able to say it was the first four games because that was like the first quarter of the season, you know. Baseball, it usually takes, you know, what, 20, 25 games, sort of get a feel for the team. How many in hockey?
I'd say you go your first 10. You're going to get a good idea. But if you're on the power play or if you're killing penalties the whole time, if you're not having – you have more special teams out there than your regular lines, you need that time to sort of gel. So you want to go your first – 10, 15 games. But like I said, if you start on a losing streak, it's going to be hard to get out of that because good teams will just keep adding points.
Yeah.
And even if they go to overtime, they're still adding points to that. So I think you need a good start right out of the gate. But you need that time to gel, and they've had a full year to do it. We're recording on Tuesday after they lost again, and they had practiced at 11 and they canceled the practice. It is an off day for the team. It is one of those that's probably, all right, you guys figure out how to write this right away before they start kind of making changes and sending people down. And so they're already in that mode of let's let the captains or the assistants, let's let them, you know, have a skate. Let's have them kind of take the team out and do something and get that bonding right away. So these next games, I mean, I'm looking for them to come out on fire on Wednesday versus the Blues. There's no other way around it.
If you guys want to make any wagers on these upcoming Kraken games or anything from the world of sports, check out our lovely sponsor, betonline.ag. Whether you're using their online web browser, which you just go to bet betonline.ag, spelled exactly how it sounds, or you're using their award-winning app from any app store. Betonline.ag has you covered, from the NFL to the Major League Baseball playoffs going on, of course, the NHL, MMA, boxing. They got horse racing. They also got a 24/7 online casino with table games and all kinds of your usual casino stuff that never closes. It's betonline.ag, everybody. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So if you put in $100, they'll give you an extra $50 to spend at betonline.ag, courtesy of your favorite hockey podcast. Release the show. Ryan, are you saying that they need a like Mighty Ducks style go play a roller hockey game against the local city team type moment with a montage included in order to right this ship?
First, I think they need to get on the rollerblades and start buzzing around South Center.
Oh yeah, in the mall scene.
Oh yeah, going in and out of the mall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we need a montage. I think okay. We need to just get fired up and have their thing that they do and they'll latch on to.
Why don't they start a brawl? This is what they do in baseball. Don't they just find someone to go hit and then start a full team, you know, melee to get everybody going?
Old NHL, yes. Actually, their first two games, I was really impressed with. They were sticking up for each other. There was a few fights. There were some really good fights. They were playing really well, and that's why I don't understand how uninspired the last two games seem to be. And how they just gave up these goals, and so they just got to tighten it up. I'm going to be in the building on Wednesday, and I want to go down and talk to a happy team afterwards. It's hard walking in there and having them say five words and having their heads down, and Coach Hack just saying those candid things. I want to get in there and have a happy team and see how this team will kind of go on from here.
All right. Well, look, we can't just be negative this entire episode. What so far has you impressed this season? Bjorkstrand looks good to me. I mean, the new guys have looked good, right?
New guys look good. Having some of these guys coming back off of injury.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. I was trying to explain to someone, there's not a superstar on the team,
right?
But they're all really good players that they all fit into a system. So everybody has their role that they play. And so when these guys just kind of need to start finding that role, and once those guys start clicking and everybody starts playing with the team, I think within that system, everybody will start clicking. But yeah. I'm excited to watch Turbo for a full season.
Right. Right.
You know,
Burakowski. How do you say his name? Burakowski? Bureaucracy.
I'm just calling him Beard. I'm calling him Beards from now. And that's it.
Yeah, man. Well, he's looked good. I mean, he's a new pickup. I think another Seattle team. It's like the Seahawks, you know, beginning of the season, defense giving up a ton of yards, giving up a ton of points, waiting for everybody to gel. They had a good game last week. They only gave up the 3 points. It seems like they're gelling. It's like, it's a cliche answer. You don't like hearing the answer. Well, you got to wait for the guys to gel, but that is really what has to happen in sports most of the time. We just got to be patient while we're waiting for it.
I mean, you got new guys that I think people are looking at Matty Beniers as still a rookie and looking for him to score the goals.
Yeah.
You know, you got Shane Wright. If he gets more playing time, they're going to be doing the same thing, watching him instead of everybody sort of taking that role on themselves and shooting the puck. And so you can't let everybody just lean on Beniers. He's got to be part of that. So they'll figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the next few games here and see if they can get this thing together. You were saying they got – who they got coming up? I don't even have the schedule in front of me. What do we got? We got St. Louis coming up. Then we got Colorado. That's it before the next time we record maybe. And then Buffalo after that. So, I mean, you're looking for a – I mean, you want to go 3-0, obviously, but these are some, at least Colorado there. If they get a 1-2, we're going to be pretty disappointed again. They got to go at least 2-1 in this.
They got to go 2-1. I think you need to play a strong game against Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
If you can steal a win from them, you're going to get that momentum.
Yeah.
If you get blown out, I just think you're going down the wrong path there. So I think we got to play really strong against Colorado. let's steal one from the Blackhawks. Let's come back versus Buffalo and let's get one at home. Let's get something to fire it up on.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree, man. What else you got before we get out of here?
I don't know. I was taking a lot of notes and watching these games, and it's either we're hard on the puck and our power play is good, but then we're sloppy. And so again, it's early.
Yeah.
Let's see how this shakes out. I think this team though has that tangible piece that we can start making a run at it.
You're talking about Bowie?
Bowie, absolutely. I know you guys talk when I wasn't here, but man, Bowie. That's all I gotta say.
What, you don't like him?
I'm not the biggest Bowie guy, but he's growing on me.
How
I mean,
dare
I'm still,
you?
I'm a Bowie backer. Don't worry, he's our guy.
Oh no, you're a reluctant Bowie backer. Nah, I'm a full-blown Bowie backer. How dare you? As soon as people start embracing Bowie, this team will win. You know that.
He's the troll. He's the troll that's going to take us.
Dude, he is literally a mascot that the team could rally around. People don't like him, and the team could just be like, you know what? Let's win this one for Bowie.
I like that. Let's
turn
let's
a negative into a positive. Yeah, why not? That's Release the Show today, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about these upcoming games and what happened, and then preview the next few games and have some more guests on here and possibly some audio from inside the Kraken locker room, brought to you by The Missing Link. You guys can send us emails, questions, comments, whatever you want. It's releasetheshow@gmail.com. Also, if you want tickets to the University of Washington hockey games, we have them, brought to you by our friends at epicseats.com. They are free. All you got to do is let us know that you want the tickets. Hit us up. Check out their schedule. Let us know when you want to go to the Kraken Community Iceplex and watch the Huskies play hockey. Oof. Husky hockey? Say that three times fast. Yep.
Go check out a game. Those games are fun.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.